Job 5:22 in the Amplified Classic says, at destruction, amen, at destruction and famine, not just destruction, but he says, at destruction and famine, you shall what? Cry? At destruction and famine, you should call everybody you know and cry. And try to figure out what y'all can do, because this is it. You're over with. You're done. At destruction and famine, you shall laugh.
Yes, that's it.
But he doesn't just say laugh. Amen. In the classic, he says, neither shall you be afraid. Neither shall you be afraid. You should laugh, and neither shall you be afraid. How many of y'all have ever looked at a situation and laughed? Amen. And I mean, we might have not always done it, but as we grow in the Word, we're understanding what belongs to us more. Amen. We're understanding how we are able to laugh at destruction or even famine. Famine can be staring us in the face, but we can still laugh at it. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's where. And my God shall supply all of everybody else's needs except mine. Amen. But if I don't know what the Word of God says concerning my needs, then how am I going to quote Scripture? Because number one, he said, to always bring his Word back to me. He doesn't say bring your words to me. Does he? He says, keep me in what? Remembrance. Remembrance of what? Of what he said. You're bringing his Word right back to him, because he said, look, I'm not man, I can't lie. So whatever I say, I'm going to make good. So bring the words back to my remembrance. Tell me what I said. It'll happen for me. Amen. Bring my words back to my remembrance. Just like when we was growing up, with parents, they'd say, I know my dad, he'd always tell us, because in the Word, it obviously talks about being a person of the Word. Should have heard it way better. Amen. Amen. You should be a person of the Word. And your dad and mom, they always made a point. If they said something, they'd make it good. Whether a whipping or ice cream. I'd remind them of the ice cream. Whipping, not so much. But the ice cream. How many times growing up would our parents tell one of us, hey, if you clean your room, you do this, we'll go get ice cream. How many of us always do that? See, you always remember what's important. If the Word of God is not first place in your life, but destruction and famine is, that's what's going to be on your mouth. Amen. All right. Amen. At destruction and famine, we can do what? We can laugh. Why can't we laugh? Because number one, the Word of God said we can.
Amen.
And he's not going to tell me something that I'm unable to do.
Amen.
Amen. It's just a choice on my part to either do it or not to do it. That's the thing. Either I'm going to do it or I'm not going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn over to chapter 8 real fast, please. Says, even though you're not much right now, you'll end up better than ever. That's what the message says. The NIV says, your beginnings will seem humble. So prosperous will your future be. So prosperous, not just a little. So prosperous will your future be. Well, I don't believe that. Well, thank God we can have exactly what we believe. Amen. 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 Y'all going to be all right this morning?
Yes.
You and me both. Amen. Look, we ain't going to get into that because we still got to preach. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all ready for what's it called? Tithe and offering. Yes. Yes. Amen. That's why I'm up here. Y'all need to calm down. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for an opportunity to be able to tithe, Father God, to be able to honor you with the first fruits of all of our increase, because Father God, we understand with the tithe, it's not a well, it's not in here, it's not in there, but it just comes down to an honor issue. It comes down to honoring you, Father God, and we understand that. And so we're not trying to hold back or keep back what belongs to you, because if we'll honor you, you told us, if you honor me, I'm obligated to honor you. Hallelujah. And so we thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody read that.
Amen.
All right, run. All right, if this is your first time at Spirit Life Church, we'd like to say to you,
welcome home.
You'll find that card in the back of the seat in front of you, or if you're in front row behind you, fill it out. Let us know what's going on in your life. Tell us about your praise reports. If you need prayer, let us know there too. Also, you can also scan the QR code right there and do the same thing digitally, which is cool. Next, grief share. This started on Thursday. And so, how often does that run?
Every
Thursday. Come on down. If you don't know, Judy Walton, who's headed up, raise your hand. There we go. That's Judy. If you would like to join in this, it's a great way to, it's a resource for those that are grieving. And that she also knows some other places that are doing it. Next. Today is Lunch, Laugh, and Learn, which means directly after service today, right around noon, we're going to do another study in the Bible Prayer study course with food and laughter, because it's Pastor Ricky and I, and Pastor Chelsea's not here to keep us in control, so next. It's a wrap. Summertime wrap. Seniors in Action Adult Bible Study group is August 14th at noon. Here at Spirit Life Church, sign up at the info station if you'd like to go. That's the 55 and older group. Next, be part of Team Jesus. We're having an open house on August 27th. Bring tailgate food. Sign up to serve. If you're not serving in Spirit Life Church, or maybe this is your first time here, you're like, how do I get connected? This is the way to do it. Serving changed my life. It can change yours too. Simple as that. That's it. All right, next. Youth Back to School Bubbles Bash. This is the August 30th, 7 p.m. It's a Wednesday night, right? And we're going to clean the kids. I'm just joking. Foam bubbles, pizza, ice cream, games, prizes, worship under the stars. Bring your friends. Hopefully it'll be less than 130 degrees. And yes, huzzah! That's good. And we're going to have bubbles to play in. That's awesome, right? Next. Oh, but there's a women's thing. So the ladies is this Saturday coming, right? And it is at 10 a.m. and it's here in the church. If you need more information than that, Heather. There you go. Alrighty, ready for the word?
Yeah.
Here we go.
That was the fastest announcements I've ever been through. I was amazing. I lost so much. But that's why you said there's a... You said thank you. Thank you. Amen. It's an honor thing. I'll teach that one day. It's really an honor thing. Amen. We got to get through some stuff before we get there. Amen.
Beacon.
Hallelujah. What was we talking about? Oh, yes. Information booth. That's the main word I was trying to get out, and we found it. So there's an information booth in the back. You can find out what's going on. We are doing what's the thing we did last year for Halloween? Tonight this year again. We're likely going to be at the same place. Just want to give y'all a heads up right now. I know it's not till October, but we're trying to get more bounce houses, things like that. And so if you're willing to volunteer, we can probably go ahead and get a sign-up sheet going for that. Because it's going to, last year, I think, like around 600 people went through. Amen. And we're willing to reach more in the community, because that's what it's about, right? Amen. That's exactly what it's about. Amen. And also with that, y'all can start bringing candy if you want, because we want more candy, obviously, than we did last year as well. So why not start early? Amen. Just get a get in jump, right? Amen. Some of y'all just going to look like this all day.